Okay. Hayodeh Iker Shabbos. Benani Mile. Right? Person knows the Iker Inyan of Shabbos. And he does malachas on many Shabbos. He's chayv for every Shabbos. If he doesn't know the Iker of Shabbos, then he's chayv only one korban for his whole life. Menani Mile. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua Trey Kroiksi. It's two psukim. The Shom Ruben Eesos HaShabbos V'yeshabsos HaTishmorim. One pasuk is mashma, it's one Shabbos, and the other is many Shabbos. Okay, it said, the Shom Ruben Eesos HaShabbos Shmira Achas LeShabbos HaSarbe. Right, there's a time when there's one Shmira for many, many Shabbos. V'yeshabsos HaTishmoru Shmira Achas L'chol Shabbos LeShabbos. And sometimes Tishmoru, Shabbos HaTishmoru, is what's it called? One Shmira for many Shabbos. Okay, so that we see from the pasuk that sometimes you're chayiv for many Shabbosos, every Shabbos a different chiyuv, and sometimes you're only chayiv for one Shabbos for your entire life. Rashi, minani mile sheyesh mechal b'Shabbosos harbe b'chayiv achas akula. Right, it's possible to be mechal many Shabbosos, but only be chayiv for one of them. The Yesh Mechal and the Chayiv called Shabbos. And sometimes you Mechal many Shabbos and you Chayiv for each Shabbos. Haki Garcin or Haki, so the Shomer is also Shabbos, Shmira Achos, the Shabbos is Harbe. The Shabbos is Tishmoru, Shmira the Shabbos is Shabbos. The Krok Kama, Chada Shabbos, the Choshe. Mashma, She'enu Makbe, the Elah Ha'achas. Mashma, the Shmira on one Shabbos, it's possible that you can be over many Shabbos and it be considered only like one Shabbos. The Haka Ksiva Shabbos, Akulu Kapi. The Torah left it over to the Chachamim to tell you by Svara where you chayiv for many Shabbosos and where you chayiv for only one Shabbos. Lahodion misvara hay b'shochach ikur Shabbos the chadish gogahi. The first one is talking where you forgot the ikur inyan of Shabbos bechlal. So your whole life you have one shkaga. You didn't know that there was such a thing as Shabbos. And the other one is, you know that there's such a thing as Shabbos, you just didn't know that this was Shabbos. The high b'shocheach shayom Shabbos, avi yodea ikur Shabbos, dikla neimer yomim shebein asayim havi yediyah lechalik. Then we say the days in between separate each Shabbos, and if you do malacha on 20 Shabbosos, right, even though it's one forgetting, you forgot that this day was Shabbos, you're chayiv for each Shabbos. Maskiflor of Nachmar Yitzchok Adarabba Ibcha Mishtabra. The Shomer Neisos HaShabbos Shmira Achas L'Chol Shabbos HaShabbos. There the Torah separates each Shabbos to itself. Right? The Shomer says HaShabbos means each Shabbos has a separate Shmira and you chayev a separate carbon for each Shabbos. The Shabbosos HaTishmoru Mashma more of a collective thing. You should keep all my Shabbosos, which means that there's one carbon for many Shabbosos. Right? Shmira Achas HaShabbosos Harbe. And Rashi explains that there's no difference halachically between the Shabbos, only in Mashmos. How do you learn the pasuk? Both agree that one of the pasukim is talking about many Shabbos is counting as one, and the other pasuk, many Shabbos is counting as many. Shabbos, which one is the one? Which, how do you designate them? That's all. Ipcha mistabra, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, mashma shmira achas haShabbos achas. One shmira, one Shabbos. So if you have two Shabbosos, it's two Shmiras. V'eshabsos haTishmoru be'eshabbosos ve'eino mazur ela shmira achas. V'eshabsos haTishmoru, you should keep my many Shabbosos. So then what's it called? It means that there's one Shmira for many Shabbosos. U'bein Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak lo pligi ela b'mashmu'usha. The machlok is only in Hadadarsh in the Pesukim. Mighty Yolek Mar, may I cry Yolek Mar me either, but they all agree to the same conclusion. Okay. Maishno Reisho Maishno Seifa, Hayodea Eshu Shabbos, Omer of Safra, Kami Adias Shabbos to Poresh, Kami Adias Malachu Poresh. You tell him, in a case where he knows the idea, he just forgot that it's Shabbos. He forgot that today is Shabbos. So if you tell him today is Shabbos, he'll stop doing all the Malachas. On the other hand, where he knows it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know what the malachas are, if you tell him it's Shabbos, it's not going to help. You have to tell him on each malacha that this is a malacha. So there, the shgaga is on each malacha, so you chayiv for each malacha. Here, the shgaga is in Shabbos, you only chayiv one. Samara says, Omer Leir of Nachman, Klum Porish Mi Shabbos Ela Mishu Malachos. Lechora, it's not going to be enough to what's it called to tell him it's Shabbos. He's not to know that these are malachas too. because if he doesn't think he's doing malacha, then he's not going to stop. So when you tell him it's Shabbos, he also has to know that there's malachas. Right? The klum parish and malachas only from Shabbos, same thing the opposite. You know it's Shabbos, you think there's malachas on mutter. But when you stop doing the malachas, only because it's Shabbos. So either way, right, you need to know both things, so it's hard to say that here the Shabbos is the only thing that makes a difference, and there the malachas is the only thing that makes a difference. Both are necessary together. So that can't be the svara. Elam Rav Nachman, korban dechayiv rachmona amai ashgaga. What is the korban that you're chayiv for? You're chayiv for the shogeg. Hasam chad ashgaga, hachatuv ashgosavim. Over there there's only one shgaga, and didn't know it was Shabbos. It's not because what will tell you will make the difference. The difference is, where is the shogeg? If the shogeg is in Shabbos, it's only one shogeg. The shogeg is in Malachas, there's many shogegs. And that's what you chayiv the korban on. Rashi. Kan miyadiyas malachas hu poresh ki amri le Shabbos hu lo poresh. If you tell him it's Shabbos, he's not going to stop. The hanami yada, he knows it's Shabbos, but the amri le malacha chashuva hizu poresh. Hil de chalminya malachas yavi. Where it says kum poresh mi Shabbos ele mishum dechi odiye Shabbos. When you tell him it's Shabbos, who hikur shechata malachas. So why is he stopping? Because he knows he's doing malachas. So either way, right, what is going to be significant to him, even when you tell him that it's Shabbos, is the malachas. The klum parish malacha klum aidei yadiyas ha-malachas elamishum Shabbos. And when you tell him that these malachas are asur, the only reason he stops is because he knows now that it's Shabbos. So that can't be the reason why there's a difference between shigdas Shabbos and shigdas malachas. Yichyomer le malachas hein hikr shechil Shabbos. Samara says that what's it called? The answer basically is how many shkagos are there? And you chayiv a carbon for every shkaga, so if there's a shkaga in every malacha, you chayiv a separate carbon. If there's only one shkaga, you forgot it was Shabbos, you only chayiv one carbon. Okay, go on. Chayiv akol malacha malacha. So when he knows it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know these malachas are aser, so he chayiv a separate carbon for every malacha. Moses says, chiluk malachas minolan. How do we know this? How do we know there's a separate carbon for every malacha? Maybe if you did 10 malachas behelam echad, you chayiv one carbon. Right, that who says that the malachas are looked upon as separate isurim? It's one issue. You are mechal Shabbos, so it's all in behelam echad. So there's one chilul Shabbos. What's it called? Whatever is in one forgetting, you bring one korban. How do you know that the malachas are considered separate things? That even though you did 10 malachas behelam echad, you chayiv 10 korbanos. Omer Shmuel Omer Kra mechalaleha mos yumos. Hatora ribsa misos harde al chilul echad. Right, Torah says mechalaleha mos yumos, that there's many misos mos yumos for what's it called for chilul echad. Mechalaleha is talking about being mechalal one Shabbos and yochayiv many misos. Torah says hai b'mezik si, that's talking by mezik, and obviously it can't mean that you're going to kill him a few times. Right, so what was the havamina? So Gemara says, "In eno inyan lemezid dechsiv kol haosa malacha yumas." It's no inyan leshogeg. We don't need it for mezid because already said by mezid kol haosa malacha yumas. So it's no inyan leshogeg. Ma yumas? What does it mean? Yumas? You don't get killed by shogeg. Yumas b'mamon. He should be killed with money. With a money meaning bring your carbon. Okay. Rashi, chiluk malacha shegufei malachos mischalkim lechatos. How do you know that each separate malacha is considered a separate aveira to bring a separate chatos, even they were done behelam echad? Afal pisha behelam echad. Most yumas misos harbe. The mamon lafushe korbanos. You have to bring many korbanos. Okay. Tosa says, what would be if it was talking about nezik, right? Why didn't the Gemara just say it can't be talking about nezik because you can't kill a guy more than once? How can most yumas? She says, no, the Gemara would have held that it's talking about mezid, and most yumas is dibra Torah, kolashim and yada. Torah speaks like that. It doesn't mean many misos. Right? That would be the, without the imeno inyan, but wouldn't have another pasuk by mezid. Okay. So where it says, the tapik le chiluk malachas mehecha de nafkele rebnasim. Why do we have to learn chiluk malachas on this pasuk of mechalaleha, most yumas, that there are many korbanos for one chilul Shabbos? The Tanya Rav Nosson, why do we learn it out from where Rav Nosson learns out Chiluk Malachas? The Tanya Rav Nosson Omer, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chomosh Vosechem B'yom HaShabbos. And the Torah says that you can't light fire on Shabbos. Ma Talmud Lomar, why do I need that pasuk for? V'fishenemar v'yakel Moshe's kol adas b'nei Yisrael, eila hadvarim, right, says in the Torah, eila hadvarim, sheshes yomim teyosa malacha, right, and then it says that 6 days you should do malacha. So dvarim, hadvarim, eila hadvarim, eilu shloshim v'teisha malacha, shenemar l'moshe b'sinai. Why, eila is 36, dvarim is an extra 2, and hadvarim adds one more. So that's 39 malachas. So the hint of this fact that there's 39 malachas, right, is in this pasuk. So yochel ason kulam behelam echad enu chayiv alachas. Right, and might think if you did all 39 malachas behelam echad, you chayiv one chatas. You were mechal Shabbos. So you chayiv, what's it called? Since all of them were done behelam echad, right, so they're all considered one issur. You did one issur of doing malacha on Shabbos. How do I know you chayiv for each separate malacha? Talmud lomer becharish uvekotzer tishbos. It says in another pasuk. It separates Charish and Kotzer. Okay, v'adayin ani omer al Charisha v'al Haktsira chayiv shtayim v'al kulam eino chayiv v'la achas. Right, I might think that only for Charish and Kotzer you're chayiv two separate chatos. If you're Choresh or you're Kotzer on Shabbos, then you're chayiv two chatos. Tosus explains why maybe only one. Right, maybe over here if you do Charish and Kotzer you're chayiv a separate chatos, but not two, one for Charish and one for Kotzer. There's no, the Lashon is mashma. Says becharish uvekotzer. It doesn't say becharish vekotzer. Becharish uvekotzer separates them. That it's clear that you'll be chayiv at least two chatos for these. So if you did all 39 malachas, you'd be chayiv three chatos, one for charish, one for kotzer, and one for all the other ones. How do I know that? What's it called? That you're chayiv for all of them? Talmud lomar lo sevaru eish. Torah says another pasuk that lo sevaru eish havara bechlal haisa. The lama yotzos, the havara was bechlau all the malachas. Havara is also malacha. So when it said losachta kol malacha, it doesn't mention all the malachas. Yet we know what malachas are. So we know that havara seish is also malacha. Why did the Torah single out havara from losachta kol malacha? Lama yotzos v'hakishelel v'lama lacha ma havara shi'ab malacha v'chayov enole b'fnei atzma afkol shu'ab malacha chayov enole b'fnei atzma. It's a called davar shoyah bechlau. The Yotzim and the Klal, it's one of the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah and Zereshis, something that was part of a Klal, right? And here, the Havara was part of Losasta Kol Malacha. It didn't have to mention it specifically. And it was Yotzim and the Klal. The Torah mentioned it specifically, even though it wasn't necessary. So, lo lelamid al atzmo Yotzim, lo lelamid al Klal kul Yotzim. It didn't go out to only tell about itself. It came to tell me something about the whole Klal. So, just like Havara is now singled out, and if you do Havara, you're chayiv achatas by itself. So too, if you do any one of the malachas, you chayiv a chatas for itself. And if you do them all, you have to do bring a chatas for every single one. Rashi, ma talmud lomer v'alek lo nemer lo sasakom malacha. Right? Why does that to say? Right? It's already said lo sasakom malacha. Dvarim mashma trei. Hey, lo rabos chad. Dvarim is mashma two things. The hey adds an extra one. Harishlosha. Eila the gematria lamidvav and Eila in gematria is 36. Hare lamites, right? So the Torah told me there are 39 malachas. Hinted to the fact that there are 39 malachas specifically. Why do I have to know that? Talmud lomar, but to tell me that Yochayev 39 separate karbanos, right? But how do I know that Yochayev 39 separate karbanos? Talmud lomar becharish of a kotzer tishbos. Kolomar the lav lo sevaru havilan lemelech mehai im lo sheyesh lahashiv. Belav lo sevaru, without the lo sevaru, we could have learned it from the charish of a kotzer. But lemaisa, from charish and kotzer, we could only learn that you're chayiv for the charish and kotzer, not for all the other ones. Okay? Adayin on the omer al charish v'kotzer chayiv shtayim. Im asan behelam echad, shari otsim min akla, lechalk al shtayim. Umashma azor le kotzer li atzma, the azor le charish li atzma. So Rashi in one section, well, what do we have? That charish and kotzer we otsim min akla. So let's say the same thing. Lo yotzu lelamid al atzman, elo lelamid al aklal kulo. Just like we say by lo sevaru eish. So once we're learning it from charish and kotzer, let's say the same thing, right? That it didn't go to tell me the charish and kotzer are chayiv a separate chatos, but it came to tell me the whole klal, that all of them are chayiv a separate chatos for each one separately. Just like we say by lo sevaru. So Rashi's going to tell us, al kulan achas, the bechad malacha kailinu, the chad lav, uvedover shoye bechlal, v'yotzman aklal lamid lo lelamid, lo dainin in lay. Here you can't say Dover Halomid min a Dover Shiyotra min a klal lalamid. Why not? The have a klal below tasa uprat be essay. The ain't done in also beklal uprat. So Rashi says one reason is because that klal of Dover Shiyotra beklal, the Yotra min a klal, is only where the klal and the Yotra min a klal are a lav or an essay. But if one's a lav and one's an essay, then you don't say this klal. It doesn't apply. And over here, Bechorish of a Kotzer Tishbos is an essay. Losasa called Malacha is a lav. So the fact that Chorish and Kotzer were Yotze Min HaKlal, the Klal of Lolamid Alasma, Lamid HaKlal Kulo Yotze doesn't apply. That's one Rashi. That's how Rashi said. Inami, Havi Chorish Vekotzer, Shnek Sub Maboinke Echot. They Malamdim. Davle Lemichtavchat. Right? Another reason why you can't learn from it is, Rashi says, because it's Shnek Sub Maboinke Echot. The klal of echad means if the Torah wanted to tell you something that it would apply everywhere, because it told you over here, then why did it tell you in the second place? Unless there's a reason why you couldn't learn these two things from each other, then it's coming to tell me that only in these two places. Because if it would be everywhere, just tell me one of them, and I'd learn all the other places from them. The fact that it told me in two places means only these two places. So here, since it said two things, I would say it's only these two and nothing else. So I still wouldn't know that you chayav a separate chatos on all the other malachas. All I would know is you chayav a separate chatos on Chorish and Kotzer. So therefore, it has to say lo sevaru eish, which is only one thing, and that's a lav, right? And therefore, it fits into the klal of kol what's it called? Kol shehoya bechlal the yotzah min haklal lolamed lo lamed al atzmo yotzah and lo lamed al klal kulo yotzah. Just like lo sevaru eish b'chomosh voseichem singles out havara for a separate Aveira, separate chatos, so too, what's it called, it singles it, all the melachas for separate chatos. Hamad lomo sevaru, v'chorish v'kotzer l'drosh achrina. So what are we going to do with chorish and kotzer? We don't need it anymore to tell me you're chayav a chatos on chorish and kotzer, because now we know from lo sevaru eich. Comes to brother, ikra of Yakiva, the dorish lebi amalin yin tosef eshviyas. According to Rabbi Akiva, the chorish and kotzer is not talking about Shabbos bechlau, it's talking about Shemitah, right? And we learn from there tosef eshviyas. Ikra b'Yishmuel in Shabbos, Machorish Rishus, Abkotzer Rishus, Lamad Abtsira Omer Shadoka Shabbos, or another limud coined for b'Yishmuel. It is talking about Shabbos. It's telling me, just like Chorish, there's only Charisha of Rishus. There is no Charisha of Mitzvah. And therefore, Chorish is talking about Rishus. So to Kotzer, even though there's Ksiros of Mitzvah, it's only talking about Ksira of Rishus, but Ksira Sa'omer is Docha Shabbos. It's a Ksira of Mitzvah. So you need that Chorish and Kotzer either for Rabbi Shmuel or for Rabbi Akiva, but not to be Mechalek, because we have the Chiluk Malachos and Lo Sevaru Eish. The Chlal Hoysa, the Lo Sasek HaMalacha. Lahaki Sheleha, Kol Shar HaMalacha, Shenichlu Ima B'Chlal Zu. Comes to tell me that just like Lo Sevaru, you judge it separately, and there's a separate Chattas if you do Lo Sevaru, right? Shezu Mida B'Torah, Kol Dover She B'Chlal, the Yotzah, and HaKlal Olamed, Lo Lamed Al Atzma Yotzah, Lo Lamed Al Klal Kulo Yotzah. So that is where what's it called? Rav Nosson learns Chiluk Malachas. Okay. Shmuel Sover Lachas. Why doesn't Shmuel learn Chiluk Malachas from there instead of learning it from what's it called? Mechaloleha Mos Yumas, from the double lashon Mos Yumas. Learn it from what's it called? From where Rav Nosson learns it from. Shmuel Sover like Rabbi Yossi. No, because Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi over there. He holds a different reason why Lo Sevaru Eish B'Chomosh Hosechem. The Amar Havar L'Lav Yotzos. Rabbi Yossi learns the reason the Torah pulled out Lo Sevaru from the other Malachas is to tell me you're only over a lav. You're not Chayiv a Korban on what's it called on Havar. It's only a lav. The Tanya Havar L'Lav Yotzos. Div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that the reason the Torah singled out Havara from all the other Malachas is to tell me you're not Chayiv a Korban Kores on what's it called on Havara. You're only Chayiv a Lav. Rav Nosson Omer L'Chalik Yotzes, and Rav Nosson says that you're what's it called, you learn it from, it's singled out to tell me that you're Chayiv for every separate Malacha, but it's also Chayiv Kores. The tapek le lechiluk malachas meicher nakel Rabbi Yossi. So if Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi learns chiluk malachas from a different pasuk, not from Mos Yumas. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer va'asra meachas mehena pamim shechayavim achas al kulan upamim shechayavim al kol achas va'achas. Right, from Rabbi Yossi. Okay, what's it called? Rabbi Yossi learns sometimes you're chayiv on one of them, and sometimes you're chayiv on every single one separately. Sometimes you're chayiv one on all of them, sometimes you're chayiv for every one separately. When you're chayiv one on all of them, when Shiggah Shabbos. You're chayiv on all of them separately, when Shiggah Malachos. But you see that every Malachos is considered a separate Aveira. Okay, see Rashi. Lav shein chayov and lekoris uskila kishar malachos. You're not chayiv koris and skila like all the other malachos. Ela masha amarba, only a lav where it says lo savaru eish comes to pull it out of the klal of the other malachos. You're not chayiv koris. You're only chayiv a lav. Merely you don't bring a carbon on havar. Lechale kedamorim mahavarim yucheres. And the Reb Nosson holds that lo savaru was separated from the other malachos to teach me about all the malachos that each one's a separate thing. Okay. Right, but this is the pasuk by Stam Korban Chatos. Should have said va'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem. Why is achas mehena the lishtok? I don't know what this is. Yasserle mem. Right, what's the shin aleph reish with a line? I have no idea what it is. The Yasserle mem de me'achas, the chol tevas mehena are extra. Me'achas just said achas, and mehena the whole world is extra. Lidrosha udroshachi parmishu kol ma'isav aryosav choshev achas, right? Uparmishu kari hena loshen rabbi. That's the thing. Would anybody have an idea what that shin aleph reish with the line is? The Yasserle should say the Yasserle mem de me'achas, the chol tevas mehena. I have no idea what it is, and it's in all the editions of Rashi, and nobody says what it is. Okay, in any case,
the rest is
Shara.
Right.
The Asher Shara, and then he puts a comma. What is Shara?
Right.
Nem de Meyachas. Okay. And everything else is could be. Okay. Let's just a few things here. The shail of havar l'lav or l'chalek. Okay. Machlokas tanoim, whether you're chayiv kores on what's it called and a korban and misa on havara, and the only reason the Torah separated out was to tell me that just like havar you're chayiv by itself, you're chayiv on all the malachos by itself. Or Rabbi Yossi holds the lav yotzes, that havar is different than all the other mamates malachos. For all of them, you chayiv kores, a korban, nisa, and for havar, you only chayiv a lav. So there's a shayla like this, chakira, that's really ready in the Rishonim, but the Achronim are the ones that are mevayeret. What does that mean? Now, havar la lav yotzes. Havar is a malacha, but the Torah reduced the punishment. It's a malacha that's only a lav. Or no? Havar is no longer in the klal of malacha. When it says lo sasta ka malacha and it tells you that the onish is skila or kores or whatever, havar is not part of that. Now the Torah said lo savaru eish, a separate isser by itself. There's a separate isser. It's not part of lo sasta ka malacha, because for malachas you chayiv kores and misa whatever. When the Torah separated out lo savaru eish, it means this is not a malacha, and you're only chayiv alav for it. What's an afkamina? Is havara chayiv for things that are only chayiv because they're malacha? For instance, yontif. Right? On yontif, it doesn't say lo savaru eish. It just says lo sasa kol malacha. Right? It says melecha savoda, whatever. So if havar is a malacha, it's just that on Shabbos the Torah singled it out to be a lav. So on yontif you're chayiv for havar. It's part of malacha. Right? There's no special limud that it's different than the other malachas. Right? But it's still a malacha. It's just a malacha that the Torah on Shabbos reduced its ownership. But if it's not part of lo sasako malacha, it's a separate thing by itself, then on Yontif it doesn't say lo savaru eish, and havar will be mutter on Yontif. There's a sheet in the Rishonim like that havar on Yontif is mutter, even if it's not the Torah Chokhul Nefesh. Stam havar is mutter. That's one napkamina. Another napkamina would be what's it called, Shvisas Behemto. Torah says lo sasako malacha ata v'behemtecho. So you're not allowed to make your animal do malacha. So if lo shavaru eish b'chomos chosechem is a malacha, then you can't make your animal light a fire either. If you have a monkey, you can't tell him to light a match. You'll be over on ato behemtecha. But if lo shavaru eish is not a malacha, it's just a separate issur, then it's not included in lo sasa ko malacha ato behemtecha. It's not a malacha. And the Torah only said your behema, you can't make your behema do a malacha. Didn't say you can't make your behema do lo shavaru eish. That's a separate issur. So it's another nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be, do you need maleches machsheves by havar? Right? Torah says lo sasa ko, whatever's called a malacha needs maleches machsheves. But lo shavaru eish is not a malacha. Or maybe not. Lo shavaru eish is yes a malacha, just a malacha with a reduced onish. So there's a lot of nafkaminas. Right, whether lo sasa komal, whether havara, if you hold havara lalav yotzos, right, is a what's it called? We don't hold like that. But my according to that man, the amar, would it be havara bichayev in what's it called in leches behemto? Would it be chayev an yontif? For all these are the same shayla. Okay, there's an Or Sameach here, very interesting Or Sameach, and he says that what's it called shows from the psukim that which the Torah only called Havara alav is that it's not Chayiv Koresh and not Chayiv Korban. But you'd be Chayiv Misa if you did it, what's it called, with Mezid, the Mezid Vahasra. Misa, yes. It's only excluded from the Pasuk of Lo Sasa Ko Malacha, right, where it's what's it called, where it's Koresh and Misa Bidei Shamayim and a Korban Menela. But Misa Bidei Adam, it's chayiv. That's what the Or Sameach says, and many achronim argue on this Or Sameach and say that if it's lalav, Rashi himself says there it's not chayiv misa, right? But he learns not like that. He learns shows another rishonim that the only thing that havara is potter on is kares and a korban, but misa if you were given hasra for misa, you get misa for havara also. What if you hold it? Lo sabaru is not one of the malachas. Yeah, so they add a different one. The Gemara says the shail of which there are other malachas that could be part of the cloud. There are other be other malachas. Okay, a Rashi. Okay, we didn't get into that Rashi yet. We'll leave it for now. Another shail of if you hold that it's what's it called the lechalek yotzos, that lo sabaru comes to tell me or wherever you learn lechalek, that each malacha is a separate thing. What does that mean? Does it mean that, what's it called, that each malacha now, when the Torah said, lo sasa ka malacha, it really wasn't saying, just don't do malacha in general. Lo sasa ka malacha, now that we have the chalik, means, lo sasa borer, lo sasa choresh, lo sasa kotzer. It's as if the Torah now said a different name for every malacha. It's not just, you're doing malacha. Each malacha is a separate name. And it's every separate name is a different carbon. That's what's called Shemos Mechulakim. Or no, it's all Malacha, except it's a special Gzeres HaKasuv that they're like Gufim Mechulakim. That each Malacha, right, is a separate thing, and therefore you have a separate Chatas. But it's not that the Isser is everyone separate. It's one Isser Lo Sasek Malacha. But for instance, there's a Halacha that if a person is Boel, five different Nidos, he's Chayiv five different Karbonos, the Shogeg. Okay? Why? Not because it's different Isurim. It's the same Isur. Right? Velisha b'nis tumasa lo sikrivu. It's one Isur. But it's gufim mechulakim. Right? Different bodies. So is malachas a different body? It's all the same Isur malacha. Lo sasa ko malacha tak is one Isur. But each malacha is considered a different body. That's why you chayiv a separate chatas. That's what lechalek yotzas. Or no, now that we have lechalek, each malacha is a different Isur. There's no one generic issue of lo sasa ka malacha. Lo sasa ka malacha means this specific malacha, and this one is as if the Torah said 39 different isurim. There's an isur borer, there's an isur kotzer, or whatever. Shemos mechulakim. Mamish a different isur. Nafkamina, one of the nafkaminas would be legabe hasra. When you master a person on Shabbos, can you tell him, don't do this a malacha, or do you have to tell him specifically which isur he's being over? If it's all one isur malacha, it's just that the reason you're chayiv separate chatos is because it's considered two different bodies, then the hasra is on malacha. You don't have to say specifically which malacha. But if the, now that we have the chalik, each malacha becomes a separate isur by itself, then the hasra has to be for that isur. It's not enough to say don't do malacha. The isur is lo sikzor. Right? Each one is a separate thing. What?
If it's not saying specifically, would you be chayav on two lavim, masasik malacha, and the lavim itself?
No, mishlama not. You would be chayav for one lav, except it, since it's just like by nida. You're still chayav separate things. You did five isur. You did the same isur five times, or you did five different isurim. That's a chayav. If you did five malachas on Shabbos, did you do one isur five times, but each one's considered a separate thing because of gufi mechulakim, or you did five separate isurim? That's a chayav. Five isurim you did. Shaila is, did you do five different isurim, or you did one isur five times? That's a chayav.